The scripture is the book of John, chapter 3, verses 28 to 30. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. Let that joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of 3,800 grand churches all over the world, including the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, the Netherlands, and countries in Africa, including Kenya, Uganda, Congo, and in China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, and Korean branch churches and local sanctuary members, all those attending the service on the internet all over the world and television audience. This is the 17th and the last session of the series on goodness. During the series, I have testified to the levels of goodness, the goodness of Ruth, Jonathan, David, Daniel, and his three friends, Naaman, the Apostle Paul, Moses, Abraham, and Elijah. For example, how severe your disease is, if you, like Naaman, or the goodness of these people, then you can be healed, because our Father God is Almighty. As long as you have goodness, as long as you have goodness in your hearts, then no matter how severe your disease is, you can be healed right away. And please come forward and have this kind of goodness. Besides these individuals, I could probably spend more time explaining in detail the goodness of other fathers of faith we find in the Bible. The likes of Mary Magdalene, Joseph, and Enoch had also accomplished goodness of the highest degree. But I have explained the goodness of others before, and if you take after the goodness of the 12 that I have explained in this series, you can also arrive at goodness of the highest degree. Even though I have put so much emphasis on the goodness, people are still sending me the letters of repentance. I believe the repentance letter came from one of the branch churches. And then the member said that he repented it. And the member said that a senior pastor prayed others, but not me. And the members just wondered why senior pastor is ignoring or neglecting me. But I didn't have any kind of, you know, partiality or prejudice. I've never had the thought that because you don't have goodness, because you committed such a sin, you cannot come to me. I've never thought about that. I've never said that. Rather, I tried to, you know, try to hold their hands more, give them more smile. I always do that. Still, there are people who've been thinking like that. So sorry for that. So the member said that he repented on the letter of repentance. If you have goodness in your heart, then you cannot have that kind of thought in your heart. And there should not be. And the people with the goodness, how happy would their life be? Because they are full of hopes for the heaven. During the course of the previous 16 messages, how much closer have you gotten to the perfect goodness? If you still feel something wanting, listen to the messages again, pray on them, and wholly make bread of the messages. Quite a long time ago, 10, 15, 20 years ago, I don't have such a thing nowadays. Quite 10, 15, 20 years ago, I had the chance to put my hands on my heart and think over if I have done any kind of evil in my heart. I had a chance to see if there is any evil in my heart about like 10, 15, 20 years ago. But I haven't found any evil hearts in me. Of course, before I accepted the Lord, I have a lot of evil. I had evil in my heart. But after accepting the Lord, I've never. Picking up from where we left off, this is the third lecture on the goodness of Elijah. The first trait of Elijah's goodness was his humbleness in heart, and how, because he didn't have his own will, Elijah never quarreled with anyone. I also said that while Elijah may have seemed fragile in nature by the trials Father God had allowed him, Elijah became strengthened and confident. Somebody gave me this testimony. Senior pastor, I made a visit to a house, and in the house, the family was not ready to take my visit. The family had the worker of this church, and I was expecting them to have some kind of preparation. They didn't have any kind of hint to feel sorry about their not being prepared for the visit. So anyway, they didn't have even the Bible. So I rebuked them. Before rebuking, because they just moved into new home, they didn't have, they cannot prepare the Bible. But they told me that they've been moved in quite a long time ago. So I felt so uneasiness in my heart. So I told that servant of the Lord, just try to think of it in your goodness. Try to think only the goodness in your heart. Then you will not going to feel any kind of uneasiness in your heart. And why didn't you ask them to have a visit again when you are ready to organize everything? And then she told me that they have moved into the house quite a long time ago already, and everything was organized. They were not ready to take my visit. So I told her that just think of their attitude in goodness. Just think about it. The worker's faith is just on the like the first or second level of faith, and it's your job to make their level of faith higher, like a third or fourth level. If you think their level of faith is first or second level, then you have to lead them to come to the third or fourth level. And just try to understand them and think them in your goodness. Then you can understand everything. Sometimes if you go to like a people who are in the first level of faith, then you know, some people just ignore you and ask you not to come again. But what do you do? You try to make a visit to their house again and again, right? Always try to understand and put yourself in their shoes all the time. So I told her that. You know, if you do as I told you, then you will not feel any, you know, uneasiness or uncomfortable. So if you have your own righteousness, you cannot make peace. As the Apostle Paul said, you have to break yourself. Elijah may have seemed fragile in nature, but by the trials Father God had allowed him, Elijah became strengthened and confident. After listening to the first lecture on Elijah, were you able to find in the Bible that tells us about Elijah's feeble and fragile nature? After Elijah had received God's answer by fire at Mount Carmel and had killed all the prophets of Baal, the news reached Jezebel and she vowed to kill Elijah. And you should know how foolish this queen, Jezebel, was. If she heard the news that Prophet Elijah received the fire and killed all the prophets of Baal, then she should understand, she should know that Elijah was from the God. Who Elijah was? She should know that she cannot even touch. She cannot even touch Elijah. She should understand, she should know, she should realize who Elijah was. But she didn't think that. She was so foolish. I hope that any one of you is so foolish like Elijah. So foolish like Jezebel. You know, if she listened and saw the power of God, she had to kneel down. We find in the 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 3 and 4, and he was afraid and arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, "It's enough." You know, sometimes if you wander in wilderness, there might be no tree at all, right? And if you come from Egypt to Israel, it's so wilder. And in the Galilee area, there are some trees and waters, but on some side, it's so wildered. It's enough. Now, O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my fathers. God sent an angel to Elijah and fed him a bread cake, hot stones, and a jar of water. And the prophet could last by the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights. If you just think about his killing 850 prophets, then you might think that Elijah was so strong. But as you can find in the Bible, Elijah was so fragile. The second trait of Elijah's goodness was how he loved God with his deeds and in truth, and his perfect love for God. Elijah could boldly and fearlessly carry out his God-given duty while in this world, and even after his ascension, Elijah's love and longing for God, the Trinity, only intensified.
Probably you can wonder,
why Elijah was afraid of just the one lady. But if you think of the situation, probably you can understand that. Elijah was away, fled from the king, Ahab, because Ahab made a decree to kill the Elijah. But Elijah had to show up before the king at the command of our Lord, our God. But when our God supervised Elijah, he had to come up before the king, Ahab, and had to receive the fire and killed and received the answer for the rain. After all this, he was kind of relieved. But right at the moment when he felt he might be relieved because he was fleeing away from the king. But right after that, the queen Jezebel tried to kill Elijah, and he was threatened. So Elijah was so fragile and had to run away. But he didn't do it for fear, and he didn't do it for his own sake. In the last session, I said that once Elijah had come to learn the duty of God the Son, his longing for the Lord became even more fervent, and as he confessed, "I will do anything for you, my Lord," and Elijah assumed the duty of making ready the way of the Lord.
In 1999
and 1998, there were three trials for me. Of course, our Father told me ahead before those trials come. The Father told me that there'd be joy. Before I encountered the three trials, so I knew, but when I encountered those trials with the betrayals, I couldn't feel easy. But I just prayed with tears because I felt so sorry in my heart because the church workers were leaving this church. And their second trial came. And then right before the second trial, I started to have the meeting for the Sikh. And if you had faith, and then if you had faith when you see the great works of our Father God, then you should have realized that our Father God has been with the shepherd, and you could have not been deceived by those betrayers. But still, at the second trial, some people were deceived and left the church. So I lost my appetite, and I had to pray in tears, and I lost my energy, and I lost my weight. I was full of sadness in my heart for those souls. Even though many people witnessed the great power of God, they still committed sin and they were hated, and they left the church. I was so sorry to see them. But at the second trial, I passed it good. But at the third trial, through the broadcasting station, and, you know, how can you endure it? First, the second, third. Because I had faith, I couldn't endure it. I could endure those trials. Even those days of trials, I didn't reveal their sin, wicked scheme here in this church. Before I started this church, there has been some kind of trial when I was attending the theological seminary school. And they told me that as if I said I were the Christ. They made a rumor like that, and I had to feel the betrayal from my friends and professors. They didn't even ask me to come. They didn't ask me to come and explain the things. And they didn't even try to the rumor was true or false. But even that time, our Father God told me that be joyful and be happy. Don't worry. Just try to pray for them. So I just exactly, I did it exactly what our Father God told me to do. If they didn't kneel down before you, then they would be turned away from me. That's what our Father God told me that. So I was thankful in that time, and I prayed for them. And then, after the vacation, the summer vacation, the companions, companions gathered, my friends gathered together, my students together. And then they told them that why is this rumor came out? Why you guys are making rumors about me? I think that was the leader of the students' council. He was the leader for the leader of the graduates. And the leader came to me and told me that he was sorry to make the kind of rumor. And I told him that I forget it. I forget it everything. I didn't have any ill feelings against you. So don't quit school. So if you have goodness in your hearts, you can overcome everything. And then our Father God lead you every way. And God will work on you in every way. And the goodness will finally win over the evil. You should understand that. Elijah returned to this world as John the Baptist. He faithfully carried out his duty of making ready the way of the Lord, and he dies as a martyr. Today's message will focus on the third trait of goodness of Elijah, who returned as John the Baptist, and how he faithfully carried out his God-given duty of making ready the way of the Lord. And the professors they repented in the school.
그래서 바로 그 학생들 졸업하면 은사회가 있지 않습니까? 은사들 모시고.
You know, when there is a graduation ceremony, we usually have a ceremony to give thanks to our professors. So we made a reservation to give, to show our appreciation. Appreciation to our church. But because of that, we used to, the teachers used to have the Thanksgiving ceremony in some of the restaurants. But in repentance of their wrongdoings, they had the ceremony in our church. And we had a great ceremony in our church. And the professors all praised and commanded me. How did you educate your congregation? You didn't even, you know, this church didn't, I mean, just opened just quite a few days ago, quite a few months ago. And how did you educate your congregation so that they can, you know, behave this beautifully? And then I was awarded so many, you know, I'm not sure. There were only like 4 awards to be given to the graduates, but I accepted 3 out of 4. So, when I didn't repay evil for evil, our Father God worked on it so that goodness won over the evil. For those of us living in the last days and longing for our Lord's appearing, it is necessary to take after this trait of Elijah. May the message be true life and strength to you. May God deem each of you precious as he had prophet Elijah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear brothers and sisters, I explained last time how Elijah, who had been lifted up to heaven alive, could be born again in this world. The heart of Elijah was contained in the spirit that God had sent at the time of conception of a new life. As a child inherits his parents' hereditary characteristics and influences, God selected a couple whom he considered would be of the most exceptional goodness at the time. You know, when our God gives the Spirit to the new life, our Father God put the heart of Elijah inside the Spirit so that the life became a grow up. The man could have the heart of Elijah. But because the life has concepted by the father and mother, so that the new life could inherit his parents' hereditary characteristics. But one thing you must understand before you go on is that because only a part of Elijah's heart became as John the Baptist, Elijah in heaven has not vanished. So Elijah was there in heaven. After John the Baptist died or matured, as his spirit reached heaven, it became one with Elijah's spirit. You know, the heart of our God and the heart of our Lord can be divided into so many thousands of tens of thousands, hundred thousands. But human being's spirit is one. You know, and the heart of people, heart of one being, one human being, can be divided into two. If you are able, you can divide it into three. The heart. Somebody stand up. Somebody stand up.
Nobody stands up. Nobody stands up.
아니면 밥상 앞에서 채널 4번 우리 만민 저기 저 설교를 듣는다고 해봐요.
Let's suppose you're watching TV.
먹을 수 있어요, 없어요? 밥
at the table. You can watch TV while you are eating at the same time. You can divide your heart too. Okay? Your one heart goes into the TV and the other heart is on your food. There are some people who cannot divide it. You know, the heart can be divided. So, the Elijah's heart was parted and put it into spirit. Can you understand it? Let's say you have so delicious food right in front of you, and then somebody pray a grace, and then, you know, he's praying for a long time, then what do you think? What do you think? While you're listening to the grace, you can think of, oh man, the food is getting, you know, colder. I want to eat the food. You can have those two hearts.
지난 시간에 산채로 들림받은 엘리야가 어떻게 다시 땅에 태어날 수 있는지 대해서 지금 설명을 하고 있는 것이고요. 자, 세례 요한을 잉태할 부부는
John the Baptist's parents were a priest named Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth. And from Luke 1:6, we know that they were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all their commandments and requirements of the Lord. You can remember, you know, there was no righteous man in this earth. Then somebody criticized on this. And so many people try to misunderstand the point in the Bible. Why our God is saying that there is no righteous man? But if you see in the Bible, Noah, Moses, Abraham, they were all righteous. And how about this? A priest named Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth, they were righteous before in the sight of God. And they were walking blamelessly in all the commandments and the requirements of the Lord. And they were righteous because, you know, they walked blamelessly. And still somebody said that there is no, you know, righteous. You know, you have to understand the Bible well. I believe that you can understand that, right? So, you know, you don't need my explanation, right? You want me to explain? When you're born, then you are born with the original sin. There is no man without sin. And when they grow up, some people can be more evil and some people can be more good. It's so different. Some people can learn the truth and goodness so that the man can become the good. And the man can get rid of evil in their hearts.
태어나서부터 손으로만 가 하나님 말씀과 계명으로
If the people were born and educated in goodness,
그럼 악이 없어지잖아요.
So that, you know, the people can get rid of evil, then the people can be called righteous before our God.
태어나서 사람으로서는 의인은 없지만
So there is no righteous man in this earth right after when they are born, but by educating and by, you know, cultivating your heart and believing and in faith, you can get righteous. If you are educated, if you are educated in goodness and in faith.
예수를 구세주 입술로 신하여 구원에 이른다고 하는 거죠. 생각이나 지식으로 믿는 사람은 의에 이를 수가 없기 때문에 의인이라고.
You cannot come to the righteousness. You cannot reach the righteousness if you believe in your brain, if you believe in your knowledge. You have to believe in your heart. Then you can reach the goodness and the righteousness. So they were walking blamelessly in all commandments and requirements of the Lord. However, because Elizabeth was barren, they had no child, and they were both advanced in years. Then the archangel Gabriel appeared before Zacharias and told the priest that the couple would soon give birth to a child.
천사가 일러 가로되
Luke chapter 1 verses 13 to 17 Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. And he will turn back many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. It was done, as our Father God said, right? And it is he who will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. This means he will be born before our Lord Christ to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, so as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So later on, Elizabeth indeed became pregnant and gave birth to a boy.
어떤 거 지적해주고 뭐 여하튼 뭐 축복을 이런 축복을 너 받을 것이다 아마 축복이 임하고 받은 거 하는 거 보지 않습니까?
Some people, you know, have many appears in their dreams, and if I bless them in their dreams, they are blessed. See? And this kind of things happened to these two people. Can you imagine how faithfully they must have brought up their child as they kept the words of Gabriel in mind? And they were righteous. They kept all the commandments, and they kept all the requirements of the Lord. So how well did they educate their child? Then in Luke 1:80, we find, And the child continued to grow and to become strong in spirit, and he lived in the deserts until the day of his public appearance to Israel. Elijah in the Old Testament was quite fragile. But after ascending to heaven alive, he could learn everything in heaven. So his character, which was fragile, could be changed into confident and strong. So when John the Baptist was born, he had a quite different character compared to the heart of Elijah. To say that John the Baptist lived in the deserts signifies that his life was separate from the ways of this world. So the parents knew what would happen to this child, and they educated this child differently to be away from the world. Our Lord was the same. Our Lord knew that he was the Christ. And even the Mary the Virgin knew who the Christ was. And the Mary heard it from this Elijah. Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother. And right after the Jesus was born, the three magi's came from the east, and the shepherds came to our Christ and worshiped before our Jesus Christ. So just think about it. Would Joseph would teach how to carpent to our Lord Jesus Christ? Just think about it. But nowadays, the servants of the Lord in other churches teach the congregation that Joseph taught Jesus Christ how to carpenter, how to cut the wood, that kind of stuff. No, they didn't. But when I learned, when I heard from our God, because the parents knew who the Jesus Christ was, they even dare to do anything to our Jesus Christ. And our Lord Jesus Christ always went to the hill behind the house and prayed and then read the Bible. Read the Bible and prayed to our Father God and waited until His day come. To say that John the Baptist lived in the desert signifies that his life was separate from the ways of this world. In such a way of life, John the Baptist always maintained spiritual communication with God and knew exactly when he would appear to Israel. Then, did John the Baptist himself realize he was Elijah? When asked if he was Elijah, John the Baptist said in John 1:21, answered, "I'm not. I am not." John the Baptist had no idea he was Elijah. While John had received the spirit containing Elijah's spirit, it was clouded by hereditary characteristics and influences he received from his parents. Because the heart of our Jesus was the Spirit itself, and because he did not receive any hereditary influences from his physical parents, Jesus was aware of his identity and purpose even at an early age. We know this through an incident that took place when Jesus was 12. To his physical parents who found him in the temple, Jesus said in Luke 2:49, "Why is it that you are looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?" You know, the temple was quite a far away from Jesus' house when he was at the age of 12. But when they reached their home, Jesus was not there, so they had to go back to Jerusalem and to find him in the temple. And it was natural for those parents to look for Jesus Christ. "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you know that I had to be in my Father's house?" My Father, God. Our Lord Jesus Christ is asking them, "Why are you looking for me even though you know that I should be in my Father's temple, my Father's house?" While Jesus clearly knew who he was from an early age, John the Baptist didn't know who he was exactly. But because Elijah's heart was contained in the spirit of John the Baptist, in his heart, John the Baptist at least faintly knew what kind of life he was to lead. As he lived a life that was separate from the ways of this world and always communicated with God, John the Baptist came to understand his duty on his own. All the Spirit, all the congregation who come to the Spirit, may realize that how fervently I have to work on in this world. There are so many people, more and more people are worshipping idols. And the 65 billion people in this earth, the power of God, the wonders and signs were gone in these last days. They haven't witnessed. They didn't witness. They have heard it through the Bible, but they haven't witnessed the power of God. They haven't seen the signs and wonders. Nobody witnessed it. Nobody heard it. There has been nobody wherever I go. When I was in, when I went over to foreign countries, there were none who could manifest the power of God in this world. People can come to the word of life and repent their ways of life only after they see the power of God manifested in this world. That's why our Father God is working through this church. John the Baptist waited for his time as he was led to understand little by little that he had to wait for the one who was to come, what he was to proclaim, and what he was to do. We read in Matthew 3:4 that at the time John the Baptist made his public appearance to Israel, John himself had a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt about his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. In order to faithfully carry out his duty of making ready the way of the Lord, John the Baptist had led a solitary and self-controlled life. John the Baptist didn't know 100% that who he was, but he was getting to know little by little, so he could live separate from the way of this world. Now you guys all know there are heaven and hell. There is life and death. You know that this life is nothing. You guys all know that if you live in this world, you will see the death. You will go to the way of death. You will go to the way of destruction. If you live in this world, if you're committing sin, if you follow the way of this world, you don't love me even if you confess you love me. Then what should you do? You have to realize, you have to turn back, because the days are not left anymore. There are not many days left. You have to make yourself the proper bride for our Lord Jesus Christ. Is it okay to make a joke? This speaker proclaimed again and again, please follow me. Follow me. If you follow me, you will see only a good way. You will find the way to heaven. You will find the way to New Jerusalem. Please get rid of the world. There is nothing useful in this world. The passage of this time, this world is getting more and more sins in this world. Even if you are not sick, you will go to the way of hell and destruction. You have to go to heaven, and you have to go to better heaven. If you are loved, even though you are living in this world, if you are loved by our Father God, your life will be better even in this world. Why don't you follow me? Why don't you take my word? Even though I walked in the way alone, After those passage of time, when I looked back, it wasn't easy. It wasn't that difficult to follow the way of life. Of course, I wanted to share time with you. I want to have meal with you. I want to have chat with you. I want to share love with you guys. But most of the time, I spend my time on praying, communicating with God. And I always was separated from the crowd. Because, just think about our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ was always separate from the crowd. Because the Lord Jesus Christ knew the hearts of the people. They knew the hearts of the workers. And the Lord Jesus Christ was separated from the crowd and His disciples. And now I came to realize the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. For a long time ago, I knew it. So I had to live a separate life from the people. If there are people who have come to the Holy Spirit, then I can share love with those guys. But until that time comes, I have to live separate from this world and from the people. And all I had to do was, and I have to pray, putting those people in my heart. And just prayed all by myself, alone. I prefer alone, like our Lord Jesus Christ did. But just think about it. You are not alone. You have your parents. You have your friends. You have teachers. If you go to your workspace, you can find your co-workers. If you come to this church, you can find your fellow who can pray for you together. You know how much I would like to come to this special prayer night meeting. Better than watching you on TV on prayer. I would like to come to this church. I would like to come to this sanctuary and spend time with you. But I can't. I should stay in my room and pray for you guys alone. But you are not alone. And when his time came, John the Baptist proclaimed, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he preached the baptism of repentance. We read in Matthew chapter 3, 5 and 6, "Then Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all the district around the Jordan, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins." Just think about this. People came to him, repent their sins, confess their sins, and were baptized. I believe that I heard that there were about 300 people who were baptized right after the Sunday morning service. And it took 47 minutes to finish all the baptism. It took quite a long. To be baptized. I heard that the hell salon was full of people because there are so many people who want to be baptized today. You know, you have to dress up neatly to stand before our God and to be baptized. So they confessed their sins and were baptized by the Jordan River. At the cries of John the Baptist, 400 years after God's prophesies through Malachi ended, the people went out to John the Baptist like deer panting after the water in brooks. They listened to the words of John the Baptist, repented, and received baptism for the forgiveness of their sins. Now, the time has come. The time is coming. We have to proclaim the time is near. The branch churches in Israel sent me a letter.
Israel 나사렛에 위치한 생명교회 대표자들은 생명교회가 대한민국 서울에 위치한 만민중앙교회
We the leaders
동의합니다.
In the, for the churches in Israel are agreed to become the branch churches of Manmin Church located in Seoul, Korea. And they were signed by many pastors and elders. And they have sent me this letter. So officially, it became the branch churches of this church.
그리고 또 다른 교회, 다른 교회
And other churches.
이 이스라엘에, 이 내 생명
말씀이
전부 전파해야 되는데, 전파돼야 되는데, 기독 TV를 통해서, 는 전파돼야 돼. 그 나라 법이 허용치 않는다. 그래서 그걸 연구하고 있다면 어떻게
The law of Israel
그 길이 있다는
prohibits
저 외국에서 들어오는 방송,
prevent them from spreading the gospel through GCN in Israel
그 방송, 그 by law. 내 설교가, 내
so they are trying to make a way to spread the gospel throughout Israel.
가면, 교회가 뭐 300몇 개가 있는데, 300몇 개인지 같은 있는데, 그 교회 그냥 틀면 나오는 게 아니고 접시를 달아야 된다면 그 접시를.
They have to put the dish
달아야 된다 이 말.
To get the juicy and TV.
기도해 달라고.
And they asked me to pray for me. Pray for that. And I'm thinking that we have to think about to help them financially. But it's like more than 300 churches.
그들이 받아서 그 말씀으로 증거할 수가 있다면 이거 얼마나 놀라운 일입니까?
How wonderful work it is. It's time to wake Israelites. And our Father God is preparing all these things to wake the Israelites up. And all the people are waiting and longing. So you should realize that how close the time is.
순식간에 간에 이루어지고 있다는 사실이에요.
All these things are happening in flash.
이러한 가운데 누가복음 3장 15절에 보니 백성들이 바라고 기다리고
In Luke 3:15 we read, Now while the people were in a state of expectation and all were wondering in their hearts about John as to whether he might be the Christ. Then in the following verse, John responded to the crowd, As for me, I baptize you with water, but one is coming who is mightier than I, and I am not fit to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. John the Baptist certainly knew that his whole duty was to make ready for the Lord, and he didn't cross that boundary. As the John the Baptist proclaimed to the people about the one is coming who is mightier than I, can you imagine how earnestly they must have longed for the one? And we can see a servant of God who is doing exactly the same thing in Africa, Pastor Chung Myung-ho. When he had the crusades in Africa, he proclaims that he serves senior pastor in Africa. To them, John the Baptist himself was a great prophet of God. After hearing him say, I am not fit to untie the thong of his sandals, the curiosity of the one coming only grew stronger. The thongs of sandals are similar to shoelaces. People could only wonder, how great is the man before whom John humbles himself, even to say, I'm not fit to untie the thong of his sandals. When I went to a pilgrimage to the sacred city, the pastor Chung Myung-ho was always with me. And when we made a visit to Israel and walking around, and when I said I need to take a rest, then I sat down, and he always came to me. He always came to me and take off my shoes and massage my foot and legs from all his heart. I refused it at first, but I realized that it was from the bottom of his heart. So I couldn't refuse it. he wanted to do it from me, all his heart. So I couldn't refuse it. As John the Baptist as well prepared the way of the Lord, and the time of God's choosing arrived, Jesus began his ministry. Then a great number of people who had followed John the Baptist now followed Jesus. At this, John's disciples came to him and said in John 3:26, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have borne witness, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. The people, the disciples of John, is not reporting it to with the good hearts. Okay? What could have gone through John's mind? Would John have become heartbroken and said, oh, no, my time is up? All his disciples were following him, repenting right before his eyes. But right after the Lord started to his ministry, but John felt, oh, my time is up. My time is gone. Would John think that way? Would he have become discouraged? No. Today's reading passage, John chapter 3, 28 to 30 verses, expresses John's heart and attitude very well. He said, you yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. And so this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. John instead admonished his disciples, meditated on his duty, and truly rejoiced in the appearing of the Lord. We cannot find the trait of selfishness or unrighteousness in John, but only feel his spiritual love for the Lord and see him rejoicing in the truth. Love of John the Baptist for the Lord remained the same even after he was imprisoned and as he died as a martyr. Our Father God regards John's goodness in faithfully carrying out his duty of making ready the way of the Lord to be truly good. How many people are here with this kind of goodness? If some people were put into John the Baptist's shoes, then they can be discouraged. Oh, my time is gone. But if there are people like that, then they haven't reached the level of goodness. Dear brothers and sisters, believers everywhere living in the last days, when the return of the Lord is closer than ever, all have a duty of making ready the way of the Lord. Just as John the Baptist prepared the way for people to believe that Jesus was the Christ, each of us must bring that one last soul to believe in Jesus Christ and stand ready to meet our Lord on his return. For this purpose, there are duties God has given to our church, and accomplishing them in one's heart is a way to make ready the way of the Lord, spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth, and every step leading up to the construction of the grand sanctuary are directly connected with the salvation of souls. That's why there are various departments and organizations within the church, and when each person faithfully carries out his duty, the church as a whole will have accomplished its duties. All the church workers, all the Levites should realize their duty. Senior pastor, I made a promise to God that I will love only our Lord, but somehow I have someone that I love. What should I do? Can I marry her? Can I marry him? I received so many that kind of letters. Even though I teach you on this pulpit, why don't you? And even the people asking me to pray for that, should I cry or should I laugh at? And sometimes I, did I read it right? And I read it again and again. You know how sorry I am. Even the students, even the graduates from the theological seminary, you have to be faithful to your duty to save souls, to bear fruits, to become the true servants of God who is loved by our Father God. But then, the person is longing toward the world and see other ways against our Lord. If you are the one, don't try to, you know, don't try to be discouraged. I don't even remember. I don't even remember their names. If you made a promise to our Father God, and if you became the servants of the Lord, then you have to keep it. How wrongful it is, you have to realize it. If you are the servants of God, don't look for the worldly things. What kind of time are we living in this world? So remember that faithfully carrying out your individual duty is making ready the way of the Lord. Even if you do not have a special assigned duty, all believers of God have a duty of spreading the gospel and being the salt and light of the world. And these are not no small tasks. Regardless of the duties given, and when each person faithfully carries out his duty the way John the Baptist had done, he will have prepared the way of the Lord well. If anyone fails to remain faithful with their duties, that's because he has become arrogant. Because of selfishness, the heart to seek his own benefits, a person may fall away from his original, pure purpose. But if we are to become God's precious vessels, the way John the Baptist had done, we must humble ourselves without any selfishness in our hearts and only magnify and praise the Lord. When we do something through which Father God can be glorified, He will add more glory unto us. In serving God, a desire to glorify oneself cannot become anyone's goal. This is not to say that he should stop expecting, you know, heavenly rewards altogether. Each of us must do everything only for the glory of the Lord without a selfish desire to glorify oneself by doing God's work with a truthful heart. You have to do it for the glory of our Lord, and you have to be used by the glory of our Lord. You should not do it for your glory. You should not do it for your own sake. Moreover, if our fellow workers can give greater glory to God in accomplishing His work, we must be able to give them our vested rights in sincere joy and thankfulness. This is truly a great heart. He who loves the Father with all his heart places more emphasis on thinking, how can I reveal more of God's glory? Then how much more work can I do for Him? This is the heart of the one who only seeks the glory of the Lord instead of his own glory. The time has come to select workers who will serve in various capacities in the year 2006. Whether new workers are chosen by appointment or election, if each member possesses a heart like that of John the Baptist, peace in every aspect will bound and more of God's glory can be revealed. Instead of wishfully thinking, what kind of duty will I be given? You must ardently desire workers who are more capable than yourselves to be selected to fill positions for God's kingdom and the Lord's glory. This is different from our zeal for the Lord's work disappearing, or us backing away because their zeal has grown cold. What would be considered goodness if a worker who you think is less capable than you is made the leader. Goodness would have you help the leader carry out his duty in the fullness with all your heart and without making it obvious to others that you are helping him. If there is a head, the follower should obey. There should be no disobedience in this church. If there is disobedience, how can a church set up? If there is no order, if there is disobedience, how can we have order in this church? A truly good person who possesses the faith of the fathers do not feel unpleasant or uneasy, even if the accomplishments of a worker with less ability or experience receives more recognition than his own. Nor does he become jealous if that worker is loved more. With the heart of a father, when that worker is loved, he can rejoice with them. The pastor Lee Jung-sun came to my resident. She said, "Senior pastor, she said, you should be glad that your three daughters became the workers of the church. But I said to her that I feel sorry because our Father God told me that the president of the pastors would be one of my daughters. I knew it in a hand. But I never imagined that the rest two daughters would become the leaders of the church workers, the pastors. I've never imagined that. I thought it would be better to have some other pastors be the leaders of the committee of the pastors. But I've never thought about those things because all is done by the will of our Father God. And our Father God did everything. I've never said about it. I always wanted someone to be elected by the will of our Father God. So I was surprised when my three daughters became the leaders of the committee of the pastors. Because I had to shed more tears because being the leaders of the committee of pastors means they have to go the way of rough jobs. Pastor Lee Kyung and Evangelist Lee Mi-young, they are so good, they are so broad-minded. They put everything in their hearts. They always make peace with others. They have so many things we have to resemble. That's why they were elected as the leaders of the committee of pastors. So I felt grateful for the hearts of Pastor Lee Jung-sun. So I would like all the mission and departments to elect their leaders without their selfishness. In genuine concern for the person's lack of appearance, he would even pray more earnestly to the Father, ask him to fill up anything that may be lacking. So I was worrying if the congregation may misunderstand because all the three daughters became the leaders of the committee of the pastors. So when I mentioned it, my three daughters, my two daughters came to me, and if you are worrying about too much, do you mind if we resign the position? But I said, that was done by the will of our Father God. What are you trying to be against the will of our Father God? I sacrificed my three daughters and my wife for the kingdom of our Father God. I know that once you become the leaders and go the way of our Lord, the road is tough. You have to shed many tears. You have to go through many things. You have to put many, you know, sorrowful things, worries in your heart. So I feel so sorry for you guys. But this is done by the will of our Father God. This is exactly how I feel as I send ministers on handkerchief crusades. I don't focus all my energy on anxiety after dispatching them. It's just that I pray for them to be victorious by their faith, because I know evildoers hate the light, and when God's power is manifested, the enemy devil and Satan can interfere in their work, and they may face fleshly challenges. When those ministers gave great glory to God and received spiritual love through the handkerchief crusades, I rejoiced and gave thanks with all my heart. Never have I thought they received all that with the handkerchiefs on which I prayed. Instead, I was grateful to see such powerful ministers and wished to see more ministers of the same strength. Moreover, I have only given thanks and glory to Father God for manifesting today extraordinary miracles which we read about in the Bible. Never have I desired to glorify myself. But still, some people misunderstand me. And through the sweet water and the handkerchief, senior pastor wants to be glorified. Some people are misunderstanding like this. They don't know. They don't know the heart. They don't know my heart. If I really wanted to be glorified, if I really wanted to get fame and honor, I could go anywhere. Because so many places, so many churches ask me to come. The leaders of the Christianity of Korea asked me to come this meeting, this committee. They always invite me. Always. They're inviting me over and over and over again, but I couldn't attend, and I don't have time because so many people want me to hold so many crusades in this country, but I don't have time. It's easy to have meeting with them, but after the meeting, so many works will be given to me. So that's why I have to refuse the offer. I don't have enough time. To to the will of our Father God. In John 14:2, Jesus told us, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. While I have run the race by holding fast to his word to this day, and while God has manifested great and wondrous works of his power, even the most high power of creation, never have I considered any of it as my own. I had been waiting for death from the 7 years of torment of diseases. So I know too well that unless God came to meet me and cleanse me from my sins with the precious blood of the Lord that I love, I would not be standing here today." If I didn't meet our Lord, I would have fallen into hell and be tormented in hell. But my Lord accepted me in love. He gave me the Holy Spirit and led me so that I can realize that there are heaven and hell. And it is our Father God who gave me this power. I just use it, the power, to evangelize, to spread the gospel all over the world, to let them know the Bible is the truth. Our God is the Almighty. Over and over again, I give you my testimony. And still there are people who are doubting. Should I stop it here? Should I stop preaching the gospel? Should I stop manifesting the power of God? All this is done to reveal our Father God. Our Father God is true. Our Lord Jesus Christ is true. The Bible is true. Why should I do it to glorify myself? Why should I do that? If I really want to do that, I'll just go to, you know, anywhere in this country and to be glorified. I would do. I would be treated even more greatly in this country if I really want to do that. No matter how greatly I may have glorified God, I've never considered it my own glory. With all my heart, I confess that it all belongs to the Lord and the Father God. God has been pleased with the truthfulness of my heart, and I believe that He will fulfill all duties He has given this church as He manifests His power even more wondrously and greatly in the days to come. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in Matthew 11:11, Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The significance of the second half of the verse is the difference between spirit and flesh. Once in flesh, no one is comparable to those in heaven. By now, you should know why Jesus said, among those born of women, and also said, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Jesus saying, John is the greatest among all creation. You know, who was the first in rank in heaven? As the creature, who was the greatest? Can you imagine how great his rewards would be as he became perfect before God and was lifted up to heaven alive in Old Testament times, then returned to this world as John the Baptist and then faithfully carried out his duty of making ready the way of the Lord, then dying a martyr's death? Only one human being has faithfully carried out his duty twice in Old and New Testament times and accomplished the whole spirit. During the last three sessions, I explained the reason God has selected Elijah. In the humbleness of his heart, Elijah had emptied himself, been at peace with everyone, demonstrated his love for God with his deeds and in truth, and faithfully carried out his duties. If you earnestly desire the appearing of the Lord, I urge each of you to obey and live by the word, as revealed in the series on goodness, every day of your life until the day of our Lord's return. And may each of you wholly make ready the way of the Lord, greet him in glory, and embrace him in gladness. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father.
We
thank you for your message this afternoon. Through the Old and New Testament times, John the Baptist and Elijah, you have allowed me to proclaim that how good he was and what kind of goodness he had shown to us and revealed to us. Even the Baptist said that I should become less and he would become greater. Father, let us become Elijah like John the Baptist without any selfishness. Let us become faithful to the duty we are given. Father, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body and receive this prayer. Hallelujah, Father God. Please lay your hands on them. Please endow them with power, 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 from head to toe. All the organs, all the intestines, and all the germs, fire with the Holy Spirit, and let them be strengthened, and physically and spiritually. All the demons, all the Satans, go away. I command in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, go away, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, go away. All the members who are attending this service through the internet and the satellite TV, I bless them, transcending space and time. Altogether. Father, bless all the people in Chennai, India. People are gathering in Chennai to have the anniversary service. Father, bless them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And they are trying to give out the medical service for free of charge. Father, bless them in all this week. Please answer their prayers and petitions of their hearts. Please fill the heart with the Holy Spirit during the 28 days of prayer night meeting. Father, protect them with the fire eyes of yours and angels and heavenly host. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.